Hello,
my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a survey in your area and would like to include your opinion. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. To begin, which of the following best describes you? Are you currently employed full-time, currently employed part-time, not currently employed but seeking employment, not currently employed and not seeking employment, retired or a student?
I am retired.
Thank you very much. And are you or any member of your household currently employed in any of the following types of occupations? Trade services like electrical, plumbing, or HVAC, a nonprofit endowment, commercial real estate development, retail, restaurant, or hospitality, construction or building, professional services, banking, healthcare, manufacturing or other?
Other.
And please tell us which other occupations do they hold?
Managing the alcohol in the wine store.
Managing alcohol, thank you. And what county do you live in?
Like Omi.
Thank you. Which of the following have you done within the past 12 months? Opened a savings account? Yes or no?
No.
Welcomed a new child in the house?
No.
Purchased a new car?
No.
Started a business?
No.
Opened a new credit card?
Yeah.
Bought a new home or refinanced your home?
No.
Declared bankruptcy?
No.
Started a new job?
No.
Opened a new checking account?
No.
Thank you very much. And which of the following best describes your age? Are you between 18 and 27, 28 and 40, 41 and 57, or 58 and 77?
I'll be 77 in a couple days.
Thank you very much. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And are you male, female, or non-binary?
Female.
Thank you. And how involved are you in selecting and managing the finances for your household? Are you the decision maker and handle most of the banking decisions? Are you the key decision maker, but someone else handles the day-to-day banking needs? You are not very involved in the banking decisions for your household. You are currently do not have a bank and use cash and checking cash and services?
I do my own banking and stuff.
Thank you very much. And what do you look for in a bank?
Good service.
Good service. Anything else that you would say that is good quality for you?
Yeah, I just have a checking account. I have my other money is invested, so I just have a checking account in the bank.
Thank you. Now, which of the following do you currently have? A checking account?
Yes.
A savings account?
No.
A 401k retirement account?
No.
Money market account?
No.
A home equity loan?
No.
Auto loan?
No.
Mortgage?
No.
Investments account?
I have investments, yeah.
Okay, thank you. A personal loan?
No.
Credit card?
I have credit cards.
Mm-hmm. And mobile payment apps such as Venmo, Zelle, Google Pay, or Apple Pay?
No.
Thank you. Now, your primary bank would be the one with which you have most of your day-to-day accounts. How many years have you been with your primary bank? Less than a year, 2 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years or 30 years plus?
Probably 21 to 30.
Thank you. And this survey is about your banking needs. Your answers will remain anonymous and are designed to inform banking services in your area. Thinking about banking institutions in your area, what are the top five banks that come to mind?
I bank at Citizens Bank, and that's in Reading. I used to live in Reading, and I still bank there.
Okay,
I don't have anything to do with any of the other banks around here.
So only Citizens Bank then?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And which of the following banks have you heard of? Santander Bank?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Northwest Bank?
No.
Citizens Bank?
Oh, yeah.
Univest Bank?
No.
Jersey Shore State Bank? Or
yes.
JSSB?
Yeah.
Bank of America?
Yes.
TD Bank?
Yes.
M&T Bank?
Yes.
BB&T Trust?
No.
Meridian Bank?
Yes.
PNC?
No.
First Commonwealth Bank?
Yes.
Chemung Canal Trust Company?
No.
Wells Fargo?
Yes.
Key Bank?
No.
FCC, or formerly known as First Citizens Community Bank?
No.
Monument Bank?
No.
CNN, formerly Citizens and Northern?
No.
Woodlands Bank?
No.
Covenant Bank?
No.
Fulton Bank?
Yes.
First National Bank of Pennsylvania?
Yes.
S&T Bank?
No.
Five Star Bank?
No.
Muncie Bank?
Yes.
Penn Community Bank?
No.
QNB Bank?
No.
And another one that comes to mind, or?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Now, which of the following banks do you currently have a relationship with? Is it Santander Bank, Citizens Bank, Jersey Shore State Bank, or?
That's Citizens. That's it.
That's it. Okay. Let me go back. Thank you. And which bank would you consider your primary bank today? I don't think that's necessary, but that's there.
Citizens Bank.
Thank you. Now, if making the choice today, which banks would you consider? Santander Bank?
Citizens Bank. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Thank you. And if making the choice today, which one bank would you most prefer to use?
Citizens Bank.
Thank you. And why do you prefer this bank?
Because they've given me good service for many years.
Thank you very much. Now, which, if any banks would you avoid? I'm sorry.
I have no dealing with them, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know anything about them.
That's fine.
Are we about them?
Well, we still have a few more questions to go.
Okay.
We're at 26%. Yeah, thank you. For which bank have you seen, read, or heard any advertising for? Could include ads you've seen while online or on your phone, as well as traditional print, television, radio, or billboards.
Oh, I don't.
Bank?
I don't know. Yeah, put that one down.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, thank you very much. And knowing that one bank typically is not the best at everything, what one bank would you associate with being the best in the following ways? Most banking expertise in your area?
I don't know anything about them in my area. Like I said, I deal with the one in Reading where I lived for 20-some years, so I just don't know.
Okay. And what about the best rates?
I don't know. Like I said, I only have a checking account.
Okay. And most personalized service?
Citizens Bank.
Thank you. Best reputation in the area?
Citizens Bank.
Quickest access to loans?
I don't know. I've never had too many loans, just car loans. And they usually got those through the car, you know, company,
okay.
So.
That's fine. Most helpful banking personnel?
Citizens Bank. They got to go to Gold Star. Give them a Gold Star.
Thank you. Best charitable support locally?
Citizens Bank.
Thank you. Best local connections?
I mean, they have the football stadium in Reading, so, or in Philly. They have a football stadium in Philly, so.
Oh, okay. That's great. What about the best local connections?
Citizens Bank. That's it. I'm done. Thank you very much.
We're almost done. We would love to hear your opinion about this.
What else do you have?
Okay. What about the one that is most up to date with technology?
Citizens Bank. They always have the up to date credit cards and all that.
The most trustworthy?
Yes.
Easiest to work with?
Yes, never had a problem.
Having convenient branch locations?
Yes, like I said, I can even bank from out of town.
And great programs for youth?
Yeah, I think they have college financing too. My grandson is financing his college through Citizens Bank.
Thank you very much. Now, please evaluate these following messages that a bank could say by placing them in order of most important to least important. I'm going to read you the options that for you and that describe any bank feature, and just let me know if that feature is important to you. Has products and services to help people start and grow small businesses.
Yes.
Has a promotion to open a checking account online and receive $400 cash bonus.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Has health management and retirement products.
Yes. I don't need any of this.
Financial.
I don't need any of this.
We're looking for your...
I have all the banks that I need and I don't...
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Ben. Have a wonderful day.
I hope you tell Citizens Bank that they have a happy customer.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.